Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Do high-class thieves still leave cards?
Oh, like raffles?
Like raffles, like the Pink Panther, that's the diamond, but David Niven and the Pink Panther, leave a little card saying...
Thank you so much, gentlemen. Yeah, they do, yeah.
Oh, do they?
That's how they got them Hatton
Garden. With their contact
those
details
old fellas,
on.
Those old fellas from Hatton Garden, yeah.
Had like their website and shit.
Yeah. Twitter.
The care home they were in. They still don't know where most of that money is. And everyone respected them. I didn't. They were thieves. They're stealing from the rich. They're thieves. That's what thieving is. Yeah, I know. I know what it is. Doesn't make it right. Oh, it's not supposed to. I blame John McVicar. I blame the movie McVicar. Starring? Who played McVicar? Come on. Name it.
Was it Richard Coles?
It was Roger Daltrey.
All right.
Roger Daltrey played McVicar. Adam Faith was in it, produced by Who Movies, the Who Movies. And that glamorised... I blame...
Crookwifery.
I blame Papillon.
Okay.
I blame Papillon.
Can we stop blaming the films with thieves in it?
Have you read Papillon?
No.
What? You should read it.
Why? Great,
but I've read it three times. My dad gave it to me. I read it when I was very young. Good. Don't read Banco, the sequel.
I won't.
Be shit. But the apparently he's a bullshitter. The movie is great. The first movie is great with Dustin Hoffman and Steve McQueen. I'll press play on your face in a minute, Gatford. I believe there's a remake of it, and I don't know why. I don't know why you'd need a remake of Papillon. Papillon, butterfly.
I know.
He has butterfly tattooed on his back. The movie, in the movie, he does solitary confinement twice.
Yep.
Once for 2 years, second time for 5 years.
Naughty.
In the book, he does solitary confinement twice. Once for 2 years, second time for 5 years, except he comes out after a few months because he complains about...
To who? I thought he was in there on his own. Are you all right?
I think there's a scratch on this one now as well.
Flipping it. Come on.
Can I press play? Please. Can I press pray? Listen to me. Please, can I press play?
Yes.
Can I? You finish now. Do it going off on the tangents. We lost three viewers then. Joe Peapot, outrageous. Daniel Hume is really...
Come on,
I'm tempted to bump him up the list.
Could you? Is that? I
press play and you're talking.
Okay, do it again. I won't talk.
Prep play.
Him to go to Scotland.
What are they talking about? I've forgotten.
Bleeding.
Paris,
Edinburgh.
And then he wants to go to Paris as well.
I'm not going to Paris. I said if you want to go to Paris, we'll go.
Well, we'll go to Scotland instead.
No, we won't.
Because Paris is only a weekend. Scotland's a good couple of days.
The thing is, she's trying to beat him with logic, and he's an idiot.
He's not going to take her.
No.
I think he said it. What he's saying is, I'm not taking you because you'll cramp my style because I want to get blotto with the boys and there'll be bums involved.
Mm-mm-mm.
Days. And I'd like to go to Scotland. Scotland is a place that I would like to go
Fine.
To and see.
I promised to take you to Scotland in the summer. We'll go there for our anniversary. Edinburgh on June the 30th.
Hang on, she's your wife, mate. That we know the rules that you're not allowed to do that.
I mean, work on June the 30th. No, you're just
excuse. Karen wants to go to Scotland.
I'd like.
If I were her, I'd just fuck off. Fuck off, we're getting a divorce.
Yeah, go to Scotland, and when you come back...
Excuse my language.
All your stuff will be on the patio, waiting for you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Scotland.
For match day.
Yeah.
No other thing about it. That's it.
I'd like to go there then, because there's the opportunity there. There's a half... You've got room left in the...
Here's the thing, right? First year of marriage. This is the difficulty,
it's
right?
Tough year. Second album.
The stuff that you put up with as a girlfriend, because you thought, right, if he carries on like that, I'll just dump him. Becomes important. This is why you end up having conversations like this. She needs to nip this in the bud year one, because otherwise this is the rest of her life.
They're still together. Who are we to judge? Who are we to judge?
Well, they went on television, so we are the audience.
Who are we to judge?
Yeah, I'm judging.
Their marriage has lasted 30 years. I cannot judge. I cannot be the judge.
It might
judge.
Be 30 years of misery. You don't know.
I cannot judge that. I simply cannot judge that. I will not judge that.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
I'm not going to judge that.
Right, pointless watching this then.
Au contraire. Because I'm judging you.
Ooh.
What happened? Showing a little bit of booby. I thought that was for the... I am judging you, judging them.
Okay.
The judging is not... The judging is not...
It is.
It's not the thing.
It is.
It's not de rigueur.
Car, and you would rather pay more petrol-wise for you lot to go without me than let me put my share of money in and come with
yes,
you?
Yes, he would, because he doesn't want you to go.
That's spiteful. Don't you think that's spiteful?
This argument's gone on for 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully the car's going to be full up.
Oh.
With the change in the Welsh team now, perhaps Hayden's coming, hopefully.
Is it, perhaps, and perhaps you, Karen, should understand, is it a moment when Mark wants to be apart from the marriage and with his mates and in a kind of vocabulary and atmosphere that they all understand.
See, the thing is,
did
that
you
is
say vocabulary.
Vocabulary. That is okay.
Yes.
But it's the way that it is being. If he were to say,
he's blaming it on her.
Yeah. If he would say, look, I know, and you know, I get it, and I totally understand, but I would really appreciate this weekend away with my friends, and it doesn't mean I don't love you, and you know, if there's anything I can do to help you, perhaps have a similar experience if you want.
That's what I was going to say. I wonder how he'd feel about her going away for the week with her friends.
Yeah, or his friends.
Without him having to teach it to anybody.
Yeah, I mean,
is that understandable?
Him,
like a man going fishing or...
Yeah, I wouldn't expect him to teach me about it as an international. I wouldn't want to go to an international to learn about rugby.
So
there
goes your theory.
No, but I wouldn't necessarily...
What this is saying to me...
Bloody argument, I love it.
She wants a weekend away with her husband.
Yeah, yeah. They're not even a year married.
No.
That's understandable.
And she's, because like, who wants to go on tour with the boys? Who wants to go?
Not me. Not me.
It's just that I don't think he wants me to learn about rugby because of the fact then that he wouldn't have an excuse. Like, he's got an excuse now. I don't understand it. I don't know anything about it, so why should he take me? If I did, he wouldn't have that excuse. But I now, as I said now, if he said to me, if he'd never kicked up a fuss about it and he'd said to me, do you fancy coming up to rugby, coming up to Scotland for the rugby, I wouldn't want to go. It's only the fact that he really, really doesn't want me to go that's bugging me why he doesn't want me to. If he had a good enough excuse, that'd be fine. But I don't think he's got an excuse.
I suspect the cameras are going to be following him, so he won't be shagging.
He'll go to a strip club.
Do you remember Kung Fu Elliot when he went to that orgy?
Yeah.
That was weird, right?
Yeah.
I might have to watch that again. Is Kung Fu Elliot on Amazon Prime? Maybe we do a little watch-along of Kung Fu Elliot. Remember when we got him on, we did a live show and he came on it?
Yeah, where we found him.
On a swingers website.
Yeah.
Kung Fu Elliot, that was amazing. What a film.
Because, a couple of his mates would take their wives.
Would they, Mark?
No. You name one of my mates that would take his wife.
Okay. Long-standing girlfriends, living girlfriends.
Different. Different.
Wife?
Dave and Julia. Dave would take Julia. And he told me because he was horrified that you wouldn't take me. He was horrified.
He's a shit stirrer, that's why. And he knows he can't take you to bloody Scotland.
That's only
because
they're
away
on holiday.
Yeah.
But that's not the point. They would have, and they're man and wife. It's just that people say to me, are you going? And I say no. And they say, why? Mark won't let me. And they're horrified.
And then when they see me, they say, we've been stirring the shit for you, Mark.
Yeah, no, but I mean, if I said
still,
I wanted to go
it's still going on. That 8 minutes.
This isn't about Edinburgh.
8 minutes.
With a group of girls, you'd be horrified at that. Wouldn't you? I wouldn't be with you. Nothing to do with you, but you would be horrified that I'd be at the same place
guest.
As you.
Be my guest. Train leaves 7 o'clock Friday evening.
When she says that she doesn't understand the illogic of you going to Edinburgh without her, what's your defence? Are there any girls going on the Edinburgh trip?
Yeah, probably about
he's
5,
taking
6,
one
6,000.
In the car.
Who?
His sister.
Oh.
I wouldn't want to go with him. I wouldn't want to go with him. What about cheese?
He's a kid, isn't he?
Oh, horror.
That's what really annoys me, is not the fact that they don't take girls, but he won't take me. He'll take his sister and any of her friends that want to go, but he won't take me. That's ask him now. I'd really like to know the answer to that one. Why I can't
She's
go, but
there,
he'll
Mark.
Take his sister and a group of girls.
Because my sister's been interested in rugby and always has been.
No, she hasn't. She got up on your shoulders and said, what's the goalkeeper doing, Mark? And
that
you said
was met many years ago.
That wasn't that.
Since
long
then,
ago.
She's been out
she
with
only
various
ever goes...
rugby players.
Wouldn't it be an idea that you could make her interested in it by taking
he
her
doesn't
to
want
Scotland?
Me to, he'd be, if I suddenly took an interest, got to know the rules and took an interest, he'd be horrified because then he'd have to take me to a rugby match and he doesn't want me to go.
I just said, I'll take you to bloody France. Oh, no. I'll take you anywhere, but you ain't coming to Scotland this trip. Right?
That's the tone. That you ain't coming to Scotland this trip, all right? That's the tone. This argument has stopped being fun, and it's now pretty unpleasant.
Yeah.
So go to Scotland they did.
See the speed of that car? Do you see? Look at the speed of that car bombing down the road.
So go to Scotland
look at
they
that.
Did. Mark, his sister, and his mates.
Let's park anywhere.
They've arrived. This is Edinburgh. And that's not
oh,
a pair of rugby
boots.
And this isn't Mark's sister, Kerry. Mandy is an ex-girlfriend of Mark's.
If you enjoyed this short podcast and would like to hear more, head to patreon.com/IanandKatherine for longer podcasts, full shows, and loads of other perks.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.